Now, I was going to say that I have this map that shows the changes of Burnaby in different eras, and it looks like there are lots of little parks have been established, but I'm wondering what was in those parks at the time.
Oh, I think that, well, I know. Well, the way it came about is during the Depression, when the Depression was, like Harwood Park here. Now, that was all, one man owned it all up, and he had it subdivided up in 25-foot lots and the whole thing, you know, right across the street here. And he put a sewer, storm sewer main that he had to put in, and I think that finally broke him, and then he couldn't pay his taxes.
Mm.
So the Pritchard of the day, he was a more socialist. Anytime there was a piece of land that was acquired, like a acreage like that, he would acquire it and he put it on as a P3, in other words, for park.
Mm.
Because in those days, if you didn't pay your taxes, you could come back and pay your tax and get your land back. Well, now it's P3, zoned as P3, or park. Well, nobody wanted to even talk about it. He said, I can't build on it. It's zoned for parks. That's where a lot of our little parks came out, neighborhood parks came about. So one of the oldest parks that was actually city park was Richmond Park. That's up on off of Canada Way, just before you come to Edmund Street there. It's on the right-hand side, on the south side there. Richmond Park, that was one of the first parks that I'm aware of that was a neighborhood park.
Mm-hmm.
There was Confederation Park, of course, and Central Park, and that sort of thing. Yeah, that was it was interesting. And he's the we have over 100 parks in Burnaby, and a lot of them neighborhood parks.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that idea. Like the neighborhood meant that the people, there was a catchment area for this area, and the people here were interested, and they played all their sports and everything. Well, they went to this park instead of traveling from park to park, which you do now.
Mm-hmm.
But this was where you did all your things and your picnics and everything, and there was no charges or anything for it. City cut the grass once or twice a year, whether it needed or not, and citizens would do the most. We did the lining, the leveling, the grading, and did a lot of work on the parks.
So different parks would just have little community groups that would support it and do maintenance.
The baseball group, they did what they could do on it. You know, they leveled it off as best they could, and if somebody had more power, brought in a load of till of something, then graded it and leveled it. And then we had groundskeepers. Some family would look after the grounds and make sure that the baseball lines were lined out and lined and everything. We bought the lime and everything and put the lime. And then when we started to build our little dugouts, well, that's the city would try to put a stop to it. You know, I said, no, you can't build on our parks. That's the end of it. But as far as to play on it, they could play freely.
Hmm.
Mind you, it was all rock still. It was still rock and rough, and grass wasn't cut, of course. You know, just when absolutely necessary.
Now I have a question here, sort of two questions, two different aspects of the same question. The first is are there any areas that are gone that you remember and you sort of think, wow, I wish that had been protected? And then the other side is, are there any areas that have been brought back and you think, well, it's a good thing they brought back this area?
Oh, yeah, they brought back is, first of all, is the Burnaby Mountain Conservation Area. I was really touchy about that area, and it was... with the law of the day, you know, that was conservation area before. It was designated as a park, and then they sold it to the Simon Fraser. Then we got along some 1,800 acres, and that was too much, I thought. And that was a political deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I got behind the scenes. I was trying to work with our member of parliament, legislative assembly, but when you didn't have the right party in there, of course, I couldn't say anything, because they weren't for it, for putting it back into parks. And when I had the NDP were in, well, then I got the sympathy, but that was not a higher on the day. But Harcourt, not the word to Harcourt, at one of our meetings at Burnaby Mountain, the one in Coquitlam, the mountain starts with a B in Coquitlam, Burke Mountain, and Burns Bog. Those were our three major concerns at our conference about parks, and then he heard that loud and clear, and then when he turned Indian Arm over and Burnaby Mountain,
So this is early 90s though now.
Yeah, you're talking about the
90s. So Burnaby Mountain, that was mostly logged though.
It was logged twice.
Logged twice?
Yeah, the first time it logged in the 1800s, and then it was it grew back up because they only took the best and the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, all the saplings, they just grew up, and then it was in the late 1900s because the sawdust pile is still there from the 1900s.
Ooh.
By Burnaby Lake.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So all those sawmills in Burnaby Lake were fed by timber off of Burnaby Mountain.
Yes, and there was even a tugboat on there, and there was 5 logging camps on there.
Oh my!
Well, a tugboat would have been one of those things that maybe from the you saw in the African Queen, you know,
okay.
It's a steam pot on a big
boom boat.
Yeah, and that was a boom boat, and it serviced the logging camps.
And so by the time you were here, was Burnaby Mountain? Did it look desolated, or was there anything growing back?
Alders were,
alders,
yeah,
okay.
It was alders were not very big, because alders usually have about a 35-year, 40-year lifespan. I've got one in backyard that they're over 50 years old, but they were mostly alders, and you couldn't see the evergreens, but now you can see evergreens up there.
Mm-hmm.
So
by the time Simon Fraser University was cleared, that would be about 63 or 4.
Yeah, 64, yeah.
And so there were obviously trees growing there now, or at that time, and then they shaved them off.
Oh, they shaved all the top off, yeah. It's sort of a plateau up there, because one time they wanted to even put an airport on top of Burnaby Mountain that they could skim on and off there easy. That's a... in the archives there, you'll find that somewhere.
Wow.
So
by the time you managed to get the rest of Burnaby Mountain put aside as a conservation area, I guess a third growth forest had grown back by then.
Well, it's not really, you know, it's they're having a hard time growing back because the alders are so thick and other things that, and there's not enough room for them to seed themselves. They need sunlight, the seeds when they get to the ground, they need sunlight. And the big trees will grow big enough that a big wind will blow them over, and then there will be more evergreens growing, but it'll take another 100 years to show.
Touch wood that we get there one day.
Yes, yes.